about 5 in the morning over there in Houston, Texas, maybe 4. I'm ready to get one of them cars, man. Turn on the lights on. Go pull up somewhere. You know how I get.
Every money wanna talk a lot. She got a baby in her baby polka dot. Ten gold chains when I'm walking out. Fuck what them other niggas talking about. I don't wanna deal with a cop. RP score, I need chop chop. Chopper go boom, make him chop chop. Nigga put foes on a drop top.
Swing.
How'd you wanna swing through the parking lot?
Swing.
How'd you wanna swing through the parking lot?
Swing.
How'd you wanna swing through the parking lot?
Swing through the parking lot.
Shit get exclusive when I touch down in Houston. I hit Galleria, them girls be choosing. Picture me losing, you stoop. Nah, I'm like an astro shooting star. Poppin' some tent, we creepin' and crawlin'. My stripper get money, these niggas be stallin'. Gang shit, fingers twistin' and thuggin'. You can ask Junior, I been out his butt. I'm in Tesla, my girl come from Joy's. That girl pop a Tesla, she come with a chart. Swing through the north, I'm making some noise. Flying down west, I'm erasing these toys. These boys act hard, they pullin' your car. Watch for the arc, cause these niggas be sharp. Turn the music down.
Bitch, I'm back in the swing and I feel like a god.
Travis got joint, one kick, flip, turn, hun, them boys slip lean in the parking lot. Them boys too clean in the parking lot. Got the whole team in the parking lot. Make a bitch scream when I'm spinning out. Them boys better move when I'm coming out. Yeah, the paint too tone, got full screen showing. That's a real slab that I'm talking about, nigga.
Swing.
How'd you wanna swing through the parking lot?
Swing.
How'd you wanna swing through the parking lot?
Lay to the side, I say dance. Hold that body in the pants. Damn, girl, I need an ounce like 28 grams. She busted like a Draco, baby, God's plan. Pull up with the gang, everybody gone.
Okay, all right, we back in the building once again, Dirty Basement Radio, the ATL live show. Got everything working for the time being, at least, right? Check 1-2, check 1-2, 1-2. All right, we here. All right, big shout out to the Tylers in the building. I see them on the check-in. Big shout out to my dude, Big Mock. I see him on the early check-in. Big shout out to the folks online and hit me up on the social media. We definitely appreciate all the support, as always. All right, telephone lines are open early. You know how we get it in, 563-999-3050. Got a few things to catch up with, all right, with the Tylers. All right, see what's going on in their neck of the woods and, you know, a few things to discuss, you know. And definitely got some brand new music. You just heard a banger right there from a gentleman that we haven't heard from in quite some time. All right, brand new music from Trinidad James. All right, y'all remember that dude, you know what I'm saying? He came out looking all crazy, looking like, he should have been on the episode of Martin's.
Like, who's this guy? Is he for real?
All right, but damn, that was like, what, 10, 15 years ago? Trinidad James popped out, and then he kind of, you know, just disappeared. But, you know, he dropped something new. I meant to play that a while ago because I saw that about maybe a month ago. You know, amongst the pile of stuff that's always dropping. So, y'all got to check out the new Trinidad James. Definitely get that spinning. All right, we got some new Little Durk we're going to be playing in a little while. I got some joints for y'all. But let me get the Tylers connected right now and see what's going on. All right, this is the ATL Live Show, and they in ATL. So, my ATL family over there, what's the word?
What's happening, man? It's been a minute since I've been on this joint.
All right. Mr. Tyler in the building, back with us. All right, what's going on, sir? How you been? I know you've been, running around, taking care of business.
Definitely, man. I've been working, you know. a lot of hours on the clock, you know. It's rare that I have today off, you know. But I'm here.
Okay, you know. Yeah, well, every man needs a little breather, you know what I'm saying? Every man needs a little breather. You can't, work yourself into the ground. But, as the old folks used to say, you definitely got to make hay while the sun is shining, right? You got to get that money while it's there to be got.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, but a lot of
DJ
stuff is transpiring,
Sincere.
Man. Hey, Mrs. Tyler. What's going on, Mrs. Tyler? How you doing?
Hey, DJ Sincere. I'm here.
All right. Well, fantastic. It's great to have both the Mr. and the Mrs. in the building. It's definitely been a while since we had them, had the pleasure of having them both in the building. But now, Mr. Tyler, a lot has transpired, of course, since the last time you've been on the airways. We had this election campaign, and, we had the election just recently. Your boy Donald Trump is back in office again. He's the president-elect. What do you think about, all of that and everything that's led up to that? You got any thoughts on the matter?
Do me a favor. Say that one more time. It went in and out.
Well, I was saying, it's been a while since you've been on the airways, and we had a lot of stuff transpire. We just finished having this big election, with your boy Donald Trump. He just won election for the second time. He's returning to the office. Right now, he's in the title of president-elect. He's waiting in the wings. So, did you get off of the couch? Did you play a role in this election season, or did you just shrug your shoulders and like, eh?
I'm going to just say this. I'm going to play anonymous in that, but I am going to say this, man. Everybody just stay focused, man. Stack your money. You know what I'm saying? And stay focused on your foundation. Stay focused on what you got to do in life, and you'll be all right, man. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say about that situation. You know what I mean?
Mr. Tyler is going to be a diplomat. He's going to be a diplomat. All right. So, we respect that. We need, we need diplomats too. Everybody can't be a warmonger like me and start in trouble.
Because I know trouble is my middle name.
Okay. All right. I've been trying to be wrecking shop, boy. Mr. Tyler be up there wrecking shop. All right. Well, that's what it is.
See,
all right, we got a couple things. We got to, I'm sorry.
No. Got to have a balance in this thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're absolutely right about that. Absolutely right. All right, ATL Live Show. We have both of the Tylers in the building. If you want to get at us, all right, telephone lines are open, 563-999-3050. Of course, we got the hottest, newest music as always. All right, now I got to get to these couple of records early. All right, we've been blazing these joints for a couple of weeks. These joints are bananas. I'm loving some of these records that I am hearing right now. Let me see if I can get this pulled up right quick. All right, this one right here, since the minute that we dropped this song, has been going crazy. Been trying to see if I could, catch up with this particular artist and I'll bring them on the airways. Definitely would love to talk to them. This is definitely one for the clubs. All right, all the clubs, the strip clubs, the girls are going to love this one. DG the Juggernaut. You know where you heard this one first. This is that thing, thing it.
What a feat is it?
New shit, we back.
Michael Phelps in that pussy. I'm a lion like Lucius, so let me get some cookies. Hey, she a freak, hey, a fucking any weather. Hit her from the back, she scream Wakanda forever. On my left, not my right, not got jealous. Jealous bitches, y'all be doing it, but she just do it better. Do it better, she say, what's the way, so goddamn. thangin', the way that thang thangin', love the way that thang thangin', the way that thang thangin'. Baby, you on Instagram, know you got a tick, huh? Add me on Snapchat, pretty face, ass fat. Love the way that thang thangin', the way that thang thangin', love the way that thang thangin', the way that thang thangin'. Baby, you on Instagram, know you got a tick, huh? Add me on Snapchat, pretty pussy, booty fat.
God damn, who is that? Big booty of the year. Baby girl, what's your name? Bring that ass.
Count my pockets getting chubby.
I'm
bitch, I'm a dog getting pussy since a puppy. What you doing later? Can you pull up indicator? Get away from all these haters. Let's get high like elevator. I'm a sex educator. I'm just trying to educate you. Okay. I just want to elevate you. Got a sample. Can I taste it? Michael Jackson want to beat it. In it's time, can I eat it? Ain't no booty, can I meet it? Ain't no trick, but I will treat it. Then over, let me see it. Bottom line, she's a keeper. Call me ATM, a nigga stay at the money.
Heard that.
Another banger that you heard first right here on Dirty Basement Radio. Know how we get it in, the independent artist best friend, bring you more new music than anybody else before everybody else. A record we just debuted about a week or so ago. This brother, yeah, he definitely got one with this one. You know the artist finesse two times, doing the damn thing on this one right on time. This is Demure.
You get in your ear. There's not very demure. There's not very demure. This is not very demure. This is not very demure. This is not very demure. Do a first class for some of that ass. Ooh, she brought a friend for my man. I hit that bitch like I'm fresh out the can. Ooh, so Eric bring me them bands. Ooh, damn, I just blew my advance. Ooh, she pulled up with her man. I don't give a fuck about your man. I fuck your main bitch with my main bitch. Let's get this shit clear. She caught me cheating and wanted to fight. That is not very demure. I know that pussy for sale. So I see that bitch in Chanel. And I know she got a man. But she know I keep it play off.
Let me get this.
That is not very demure. That is not very demure.
Two times.
That is not very demure. That is not very demure. That is not very demure. Booty bigger than Texas. Chris left on me, that's my protection. Or make a living, my choice for the weapon. She in South Memphis, I'm knowing she knows. She in South Memphis, I'm knowing she ready. I'm in the Yamaha playground. You ain't get naked, then get out my section. I snuck a Drake in the back of her. She gon' fuck me in the back of her. I went to Cali for 400. Ship that shit back in the Acura. She said her name was Jericho. I hit that bitch with my manager. Jump out the rave, she look, she gone. Abracadabra.
Let me get this. Abracadabra.
That's not very demure. This is not very demure.
Two times.
This is not very demure. This is not very demure. This is not very demure.
You know we always bring in the heat. Dirty Basement Radio give you nothing but that straight fire. You know the ladies aren't going to be outdone. Another record we've been blazing for the past couple of weeks. This is heavy. This is heavy. Glorilla featuring Lotto. Procedure.
Glorilla. What's the procedure when a bad bitch walk in the room? Huh, bitch ass nigga?
What's the fucking procedure?
Told that nigga I need the word of sun and the moon. What's the procedure when a bad bitch walk in the room? The type of bitch that make a nigga wanna jump the broom.
Woo.
He hit it once and got to tweak it like he on some shrooms. Bitch, I'm big mama, but ain't none of these niggas worth my womb. These niggas trying to get me pregnant, I need to tie my tools. Y'all fucking up the game, these niggas trying trying to buy me food. He wanna see that pussy cream, I told him cash rule. Bad bitch season, giving hoes motivation, I'm the reason. Oh, talking about she wanna meet up, told her meet me at the reach. Nigga probably got blue balls, I don't let him fuck his teeth. Get him out his money, I wouldn't even let him eat. Faking like you sleeping, drink, you niggas sleeping night queer. Only time a nigga got power over me, he paying a life deal. Told myself I was done fucking with this nigga, but I might steal. She like in my purse, I hope a hoe don't think I fight still. Hardest out, I'm stepping it, none of these hoes can fuck with me. Try to bump these bitch mercy, but bitches really suck to me. Boss my own self up, can't none of these niggas say they fuck with me. If music ain't work out for me, I still be somewhere hustling. Facts. I probably got rich off a fraud. Just a month before I blew up, me and T was wiping cars. Why would I chase a nigga when niggas begging to get next to me? Blow a nigga up for what? These niggas triple texting me. I told that nigga I need the word of sun and the moon. What's the procedure when a bad bitch walk in the room? The type of bitch that make a nigga wanna jump the broom. He hit it once and got to tweaking like he on Patron. Bitch, I'm big mama, but ain't none of these niggas worth my wound. These niggas trying to get me pregnant, I need to tie my tools. Y'all fucking up the game. This nigga tryna buy me food. He wanna see that pussy cream. I told him cash rules. I wanna show you where to shoot. I wanna lick the goose. Like good boys ain't no fun. I wanna fuck the swoop. I want these hoes to be for real. I tried to see it through. But bitches ain't got shit to steal. Like fuck I want.
What the fuck?
Come out taking spots, Carisha, please, yeah. They call me Big Mama, been a bitch over my knees, yeah. Y'all gon' call it beef, but we all know I'm just a threat. I see why these hoes upset, and I see why they man upset. This shit with me like I'm me, face matching up a seat. Bitches hating and I pee, gotta click up just to speak. Pussy, get that off your chest, I just bulletproof the vet. That one right there was for my brother. Bitch, I'm getting lamb for Christmas, you ain't getting lamb for stuff. I told that nigga I need the word of sun and the moon.
What's the procedure when a bad bitch walk in the room?
The type of bitch that make a nigga wanna jump the broom.
Woo.
He hit it once and got to tweak it like he on some trunks. Bitch, I'm Big Mama, but ain't none of these niggas worth my womb. These niggas trying to get me pregnant, I need to tie my tools. Y'all fucking up the game, this nigga trying to buy me food.
What the fuck?
He wanna see that pussy cream, I told him cash rules.
Here, Dirty Basement Radio, banging them back to back, giving you nothing but that fire, nothing but that heat. Now, public service announcement, all right, to the other DJs, to the other radio shows, if your show is kind of nervous, if the music is kind of whack, if you don't got the fire, you don't got these blazing joints, all right, because I know y'all be tuned in, you're like, what are you going to play this week? What are you going to play this week? Well, if you need a hot playlist, all right, hit me up, I'll hook you up. All right, I slide you a couple of joints. All right, you're not going to have them before me, but I'll give them to you right after. All right, you have them early, all right, just not as early, all right? I'm going to hook you up, all right? So just hit me up on my social media. Hit me up on my IG at DJSincere_DirtyBasement. That's DJSincere_DRTYBSMNT. And I'm going to hook you up with some fire, all right? I'm going to hook you up. I'm going to hook you up. So, you know what I'm saying, because I'll be spreading the love. Sometimes I might spread too much love. I might be too nice to some folks because they end up trying to be my competitors and stuff like that. But nonetheless, you know what I'm saying? I want to see you flourish. I want to see you do well. So holler at me and I'll take care of you, for real. All right? Just hit me up. I'll take care of you. All right? A little public service announcement. 563-999-3050. All right, telephone lines are open. I got the Tyler's in the building. All right, right now, right now. All right, but on another note, Mr. Tyler, all right, we want to get you in the conversation since you haven't been around, and we don't know when we're going to see you again. So we gotta have some conversation. All right, your boy Young Stuff.
Right, DJ Sincere. Listen, with that being said, I'm under the weather, so I was gonna let you know that I'm gonna let him lead. You know, if y'all need an opinion, I'm here. But I'm a little under the weather, so he's gonna be with you.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Well, I will definitely feel better, Tyler. You know what I'm saying? You definitely hang out, wait in the wings, and you can jump in the conversation anytime that you know you get ready. All right. But the I was gonna just talk about the Young Thug situation. All right, since we've had a chance to have you on the airwaves, sir. Your boy Young Thug, the case has been, I guess, pretty much dismissed. They given
that's
him a
home, brother. He deserves it.
Yeah, so, you know, All right, so talk about that a little bit. What's your thoughts about that?
My thoughts about that, a lot of that, 95% of that shit, he wasn't even involved with. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. Excuse my language. But 95% of that, he wasn't involved with. You know what I'm saying? And what they tried to make it, it wasn't. And the truth came to light. Free. And I'm happy about it.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, it was definitely a long time coming. You know, that was, all right, they finally came out and said, you know, that was the longest case in the state of Georgia's, like, history.
Yeah.
Like, they never had a case that go that went on as long as that case. You know, because we talked about it a few times, and I was figuring, you know, the way that he was, the way the case was going, they had to, you know, change judges a couple of times and all the crazy shenanigans and this, that, and the other thing, and he was just about on the verge of a mistrial. And I told Mrs. Tyler, I think if he had managed to hold out a little bit longer, he could have probably got that whole shit dismissed, you know what I'm saying, and not even, you know, not even have to deal with the, you know, he can't go to Atlanta and all kind of other stuff.
Yeah, I understand that part. You know what I'm saying? But you got to understand that judge came in already with it already started, first of all. You know what I'm saying? She came in 6 months deep into it. So she had to do
right.
her research. You know what I'm saying? So honestly, I feel she served justice with him. You know what I'm saying? It could have been worse with him. You know what I'm saying?
There's a chance that they won't get acquitted.
Exactly. It could have been way worse with him. And she understood what was going on. And, like, what she said to him, she basically was like, you understand that you can't be affiliated with bong, bong, bong. And this, I mean, you heard it. You know what I'm saying? And I understood her verdict. I did. But she set that man free. And she understood. And what I understand, Thug, he learned. Throughout this whole trial, he learned. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I be saying, man, that circle turns into a dot. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody ain't for you. Everybody ain't for you. You know what I'm saying? And that's real. And Thug helped a lot of people, man. Like, he helped the community. He did a lot of stuff for a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? And ain't nobody perfect. You know, ain't nobody perfect. You know what I'm saying? And in the mix of helping people, I mean, he's a good dude. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So with that being said, justice was served.
All right.
He just got to fill his part and turn that circle into a dot, and he'll be good. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. I understand perfectly. Understand perfectly. Believe me, I do. Now, we understand in cases like this, you know, he's the big name, so he becomes the big fish. So, of course, they want to land, you know, the big fish. You had said earlier that, you know, 95% of it, you know, he wasn't even, you know, involved in. So was there anybody who was actually, you know, convicted of any of the charges or close to the charges that they were trying to, you know, lay at, you know, this man's feet? Did anybody go to jail? Because I know you had him, and who was the other dude?
I mean, think about
huh?
it. It's you and your crew, right? I'm just thinking about, I'm just putting it as an example. It's you and your crew, right? You know what I'm saying? That person over there is doing what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? And he gets caught up in some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And 90% over here is doing what they're supposed to do. But 5 or 10% over there got caught the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's how you look at it, you know? And, of course, it's going to be people that's going to, I mean, of course, just like I said, out of every crew, it's going to be somebody that's doing something. You know what I'm saying? But
that they shouldn't be doing.
Exactly. That they shouldn't be doing. You know what I'm saying?
But
and that don't mean he was part of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
And it's been proven, you know?
But right, did you answer the question? Are there any convictions? Yes.
Well,
there definitely was convictions, Jason Sears. There are convictions on the record the Fulton County DA's office gets to count those as convictions, those plea deals that were, but some of those plea deals were for the artist's greater good because they were facing 127 years each plus whatever their individual charges brought. So
how many people, how many co-defendants did he have?
They started out with 27.
Yeah. It was quite a bit of them.
All of them's been worked out, but there's 12 more and the two that's about to go to jury.
So it's two left.
Okay. Okay, so it's not even finished
trial, and there's a whole other 12 that has to be tried after that didn't have – they didn't have lawyers and they didn't have their evidence until it'll be after this trial. They'll start a new trial on the other.
And that's another thing I have to say, too. Like, to that other 5-10% that's doing what the fuck they're not supposed to be doing, better have that lower money because you know what I'm saying? And that's all I got to say about that. If you're doing some shit you ain't supposed to be doing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I got you. All right, just in case it goes left, all right, you better be able to, you know, hold it down. But yeah, I didn't realize it was that many people that was, you know, involved. But yeah, it's a whole bunch. And you say there's still 12 more that got to go on trial after this. So, you know, the case is not over, but at least I guess it is for Thug. But, you know, for some of those underlings, I guess they're still going to have to, you know, go through what they got to go through. All right. Just get some updated information.
And like I said, it's all a lesson learned for Thug, man. Like, keep that circle to a dot. You know what I'm saying? Like, you out here representing a whole brand. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Got to move light, you know?
Is the whole brand is now made out to be a gang and not a respected label. And that's the bad part behind this whole public trial. Like,
yeah. So I guess, you know, he might have to, well, I don't know. I mean, cause you know how it works in the streets, you know how it works in hip hop, you know, that whole, you know, this is, you know, if he's smart, I guess he'll flip this and make this a part of the new branding. You know what I'm saying? He could kind of, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They put me on trial. You know what I'm saying? I basically beat the case. They just have to do what they have to do to say.
Right.
They just have to do what they have to do.
If you're out there and you somehow hear this show and you need a solid team to lead you in the right direction, Dirty Basement TV, Dirty Basement Radio.
Yeah, nope.
Meet the Tylers, DJ Sincere. We got your back, bro.
All day, right? All day. Got a whole bunch of, you know, situations and consulting ideas and everything. And, yeah, definitely can run it up. Definitely can run it up. All right, let's keep it going now with some brand new music. You know, we keep it going with the heat. I got some joints in the bag for y'all today. All right, this is new Meek Mills. Yeah, that Meek Mills. I know. Here come the jokes. But this is him alongside. No, this is him alongside Young Thug, though. All right, we got a new one with Young Thug on the joint. All right, this is called Welcome Home. All right, Dirty Basement Radio. I bring you all the heat. Let's go.
Don't stop the music.
Say a prayer for my doggy and the king, yeah, yeah. At the club, I got hitters in the van, yeah, yeah. They got this, they got drums like a band, yeah, yeah. Catching seats on the check, all them tears, yeah, yeah. Kicking that shit like nigga Rogers, new Balenciaga. Fuck you once and make you go say fuck your baby father, yeah. Niggas hate it, I just wait it, it just made me out of, yeah. Like them cell, I'm putting kisses on all your baby mama, yeah. I'm the DT sniper, watch like ET later. I just made 10 million, she gon' treat me nicer. When she eat her best friend pussy, it just give me hyper. When she eat her best friend pussy, it just give me hyper. I'ma bar till my fucking heart stops. Try the roof, get a Cooper bar spot. Arrows work, got the whole car. I'm a buff, I get money cut. Got those big rats and they coming out the gym. Ain't got a flat little mama, no, I'm AKM. So fucking rich that I ain't
but you just said it. Fuck it, say that shit again.
I wanna be a loud child, I just wanna party night. Bar started banging up and I'ma ride it just like a kite. Yeah, I'm about to like a kite. What you wanna do? How you wanna party night? 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 How you wanna party night?
Yeah, more new music than anybody else before everybody else. Meek Mill's alongside of Young Thug. All right, that joint is called Welcome Home. All right, let's keep it banging with more new music. Big shout out to the Black Boy George. This is Mr. Lonely.
I be running cause I'm Mr. Lonely. It's gonna take a lot to get to know me. Mr. Lonely. Riding around dolo even when I'm with the team, cause it is a lot they don't know about me. Mr. Lonely. The day one of them days when I break down and cry, but I got a job to do and they need me to smile. Many times role model with my head down, so nobody see me wipe the tears out my eyes. Ain't looking for no sympathy, so don't touch my back. Just wanna let the pain go on this track. And got a testimony and it's not what you expect. And you ain't gotta like it, but you gotta respect. How can you say you my friend if you don't know it I go through? If my umbrella broke, would you hold yours out for two? Would you strap on rain boots if I'm stuck up in the mud? If the world kicked me down, is you gon' yell for brother up? If I tell you my truth, is you gon' still be my friend? Cause I got a lot of days I really need to vent. All these whispers to keep secrets, left the voices in my head. And a lot of them persuaded me to join them in the dead. Got a hole in my heart, ain't gon' never get filled. Thought about forgiving my dad, that changed how I feel. Just broke a lot of hearts, and not cause I want it. But lacking the attention left me too self-absorbing, shell-shocked. For the moments they stripped me of my choices, know they made me think it's well. Fuck if they disappoint, I remember wishing mama noticed, but don't blame mama at all. Yeah, I just sister kid afraid to be just for my flaws. Oh Lord, help me Lord.
I be running cause I'm Mr. Lonely. It's gonna take a lot to get to know me. Mr. Lonely.
Riding around dolo even when I'm with the team, cause it is a lot they don't know about me. Mr. Lonely.
I be out here doing shows all alone. When you see me, my ambition would not let me wait for no one to come see me. Yeah, there's people everywhere, so everywhere I be. With or without a team, manifest my destiny. I get love to everyone, stretching out my energy. But I learned the hard way, everyone ain't worthy. But still I keep it G, ain't got time to be fake. Aside from all that's on my mind, got so much money to make. From the music to the cakes, I'ma shine either way. When you a trendsetter, they gon' find something to say. I'm from God and I know it, and I suffer cause I'm different. I am gifted and don't gotta ever compromise my vision. Went through everything I've been through and survived whatever else. Nothing we could do about the year we was dealt. I was sitting in the cell, fighting cases by myself. Praying to God, daddy, yeah, grace, and let me out of jail. For a nigga went to jail, I guess so many saying they ride, but they wouldn't even make a post to let folks know I'm inside. It's the small things that matter to show where your heart resides. But it's cool cause on Thanksgiving I don't gotta share my pie. Fuck that Mr. Nice Guy, whole world can suck my dick. And I mean it from the bottom of my Louis Vuitton kicks. Create a story of the cold since Jesus crucifix. Ain't another name in this world like your J.D. Brown, bitch. For real, ho, hey.
Playing that body, yelling who gon' stop. Bitch be looking too good. My name in the mouth, I tell her how to chew her. Lambo match the Lil B's pretty bitch and yep, I'm mood up. Ain't worried about them hoes talking down cause I'm too up. I'm bougie, moody, turning in my lowy. It's a privilege just to say you know me. If I double back, he overpaying not to lose me. My bestie ain't an actor, but we always make a movie. That's right. Like plane, sprinter, glam. To the club, back though, section, shot. Another club, two shows, one night. What's that, 100+? Whole room full of bad bitches, it's a lot of us.
Ooh, got that nani, nani, nani. How she walk through slaying that body. Yelling, who gon' stop me? You ain't got the time to clock me. Ooh, got that nani, nani, nani. Big bag, I'ma fill it up with money. Yelling, who gon' stop me? You ain't got the time to clock me. Nani good, nani sweet. Mention me, you get them repeat. I got that body, oh, I got that body. Watch it tick, tick, you obsessing all about me. Keep it currency, OMG, I look like money. Could've been a playboy bunny, look at all this body on me bag. Dancing in the mirror, all a bitch can do is brag. Another day, another fucking bag. Like plane, sprinter, glam, to the club, back though, section, shot. Another club, two shows, one night, what's that, 100+? Whole room full of bad bitches, it's a lot of us.
Yeah, it's the radio, the ATL live show. Big shout out to X Squad DJs. Big shout out to Star Green. All right, hit me up on that social media, showing love. We definitely appreciate that. This is her single right here. You can check her out in the archive. She was with us just a couple of weeks ago. Had a real good conversation with that young lady. Let's vibrate higher. Let's go.
Dedication, a lot of meditation. But once you get the job done, it's a celebration. Now it's time to have fun, it's extravaganza. Feel like AI is the one, cause I got the answer. So keep the energy high like a belly dancer. Star Green Six, man, it's the anthem. So from the triad to the tri-state, create your own vibe, you can vibrate. Try the low vibes, you should migrate. Keep positive thoughts on your mind state.
Let's go. Vibrate, y'all. Vibrate, hey.
Push your mind to be higher.
You gotta think higher.
Vibrate, higher.
Vibrate,
higher.
Hey.
Yeah, it's ATL Live Show. All right, DJ Sincere on the mic. I got the Tylers in the building. All right, hanging out and rocking out with me today. Now, it's almost the end of the year, y'all. So, you know, we get ready to go on hiatus in about, about less than a month. Well, it's going to be less than a month, right? About another maybe 3 weeks or so. All right, we'll be going on our yearly break. That's going to be a lot of changes coming in 2025. I can assure you of that. It's going to be some different things. So I'm not going to let all the cats out the bag yet, but I'm going to have to start doing it soon because it's almost the end of the year. So stay tuned for some announcements. All right, we're going to be making some adjustments and some additions and things going to be going on. So get ready for that. Definitely get ready for that. But as we come up on the end of the year, you know what I'm saying, do people still do that whole Black Friday thing where they go shopping like crazy? Do people still do that?
Yes.
Definitely.
They still be bum-rushing Walmart. They still be camped outside like 2 o'clock in the morning. Because I remember they used to do that, you know, here in New York a few years back, and there was a couple of situations where I think not just here, but maybe in other parts of the country too, where people got trampled and all kind of stuff going on. Y'all remember that?
Absolutely. And down here in Georgia, they do it every year. They literally – people stand outside the stores at like 3 in the morning, 2 in the morning, waiting for them to open.
Okay, so they still do that. They still do that down there. But I wonder if they're still doing that here in New York, because you don't really hear about it. That's what made me think about it. Because, you know, I saw something online that made me think about that. I'm like, okay, yeah, it's about that time for Black. You know, they talk about these Black Friday sales and, you know, Walmart this and that and online and, you know, even Home Depot was having, you know, they Black Friday sale. I'm like, Home Depot? Oh, okay. You know, I need me some new garbage cans, so I don't know. They got some sales. Black Friday sales, 2 for 1 or some shit. I don't know. But that's kind of crazy. So do you guys, indulged in the, you know, the Black Friday, you know, extravaganzas, you know what I'm saying, the maniacs and, you know.
Hell no.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if somebody push me in line, it's going to be a problem. So, no, I don't involve in Black Friday. And no.
Well,
if it's something online, yeah. But in person, and
okay, so see, there's that reason. I ain't gonna lie though, I have gone to Black Friday sales, like at
were you out there at 2 o'clock in the morning waiting?
No. I ain't doing all that now. Like,
okay.
Once I get up and get going and I go in the store and they still got some stuff for sale, then I might, you know, but I'm not going at 2 in the morning. I ain't never did that. But, but see, there's a deeper reason behind Black Friday why we don't do it. Because, you know, the original Black Friday, it didn't get the name Black Friday just because they decided to put everything on sale. It started during, you know, the pre-freedom of slave eras, and that they would sell black people on Friday. And that's how I believe that's how it started through my reading and my research. So I don't participate in it's racism behind Black Friday, I feel. So that's my reason why I don't do it.
Well, that's a very, very good reason. You know, that definitely was a, the slave marketplace was a very, very real thing. You know, I saw my man Big Maka. He jumped up for a second. Let me see if he wants to get in on the conversation. Big Maka?
Well, I changed my mind. I didn't really want to get political, but the real reason why Black Friday started up, all the white prep people back in the day couldn't afford black people as slaves. So they had to come with a sale day for them boys. And they came with a sale day, Black Friday. And that was when they sold black people cheaper than they normally would sell them.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
It makes total sense. My man Big Maka didn't want to get political, but he got political for us one time real quick and, you know, dropped a little jewel. We definitely appreciate your addition, brother. We appreciate that. All right, I'm going to let you go back.
Nobody asked why they call it Black Friday. They need to stop it because it's still a symbol of what it's doing. Even now, everybody's doing it, but it's still a symbol. They need to stop it. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I get myself from the local crackhead.
You got Crack Friday.
The local crackhead, and buy what I need to buy.
What they got on sale? What they got on sale?
Ain't no real sales going on right now that I can find out. But it's probably something nice out there though. But
okay.
It's Crack Friday.
All right. I'm a man in BK. All right, things be going on. I'm gonna let my man Mark chill now. All right. He wilding though. He said it's Crack Friday though. I get wild for that one. All right, 563-999-3050. Yeah, a lot of background, a lot of history, a lot of subliminal stuff that be going on that folks don't even think about. It gets lost in the shuffle, it gets lost in the ether. It gets lost, it goes down the memory hole in terms of, you know, the basis of some of this stuff that we indulge in and involve ourselves with and, really, really into some of this stuff without really knowing the origin and the background of what we're doing. All right, so we definitely appreciate everybody's information in regards to different subject matter. All right, that's why this is not just Dirty Basement Radio, but Dirty Basement University. All right, even on the ATL Live Show, that's what it is. All right. So what was, you know, one of the, you know, when you did go to, you know, the Black Friday sales or whatever, when you did, you know, was it, you know, was you looking for that flat screen or what was it that you was looking for that made you want to venture out into the, you know, into the madness?
Right. So I went for sales for, like, toys for my kids, clothes for sale, like, you know, possible shoes, jackets. Things that I could use. Like, I wasn't out there trying to fight people for flat screens. I already had them. So I wasn't, you know, I'm not thirsty like that to elbow somebody for a Stanley Cup. Like, you know, so I just go looking for the best deals on things that I need or possible Christmas gifts, you know.
Okay.
My birthday is like the week and a half after Thanksgiving. So, like, I'm always looking for, you know, stuff for my own parties and my own dinners. And because they sell food real cheap on Black Friday most of the time, too. So, you know, I just go grocery shopping for the things I need.
No, ain't nothing wrong with that. At least that's practical. All right, that makes sense. All right, just, you know, the thought just had, you know, come to mind because, like I said, you know, you really don't hear about it. And I'm glad you don't hear about, not to say it doesn't go on, but I'm glad it's not maybe not as prevalent as it once was with people, you know, really, you know, get uptight. And, you know, like Mr. Tyler said, he's not with none of the shenanigans because if you push me and then touch me the wrong way, it's going to be some, you know,
and it's gonna cost everybody more than the Black Friday sales when it's all over with. So
yeah, I hear that. All right, we got something else we gotta talk about real quick. All right, we're gonna get into this this next joint right now. I got more new heat for my Southern folks on the ATL Live Show. Brand new music coming from your boy Kevin Gates. This is Renewed Ambition. Let's go.
Fun fact about Kevin Gates, for those of you that's just tuning in, I talk to myself. All geniuses talk to themselves. I know I've said a lot of this before, but let it itself.
DJ,
you really that thing.
Might stumble a little, committed to all of my losses. I'm the pursuit of perfection. Disappointed in you.
I can't lie, I'm disappointed.
Red winter gone, no way you could visit. We can't issue strict orders of protection. Red winter business, don't get it bent. Red winter ministry of defense. Had a lot of respect for you, I don't respect it. Emotionally, I'm intelligent. Dissect heartbreak for the lesson. Standing up tall, built for it all. Audible, alternative perspective.
Sometimes rejection only be protection. Sometimes disguise itself as projection. Internal issues I am not addressing. Rub it on woman, I am not stressing. I do not judge, baby, I'm a blessing. Blessings on your journey, find something better. I ain't gonna lie, look low and high. In the outside, baby, I'm texting. You a die trying to find you something better. Anything wrong, I make it look better. Anything wrong, I make it look better. Entertain clowns, you become a peasant. Greatness I'm known, respect is on heavy. You don't feel worthy standing in my presence. Take it up with God, you are not special. Our frequency living in my authenticity. Exhibited vulnerability. Calling the spirit of the jaguar. Chasing our negative energy. Take a little glance in the mirror, I'm fresh. What they got into me? Leveled up, now they be looking up sick. I never say I am not genuine. You had my attention, renewed ambition, focus, no longer interested. Don't ask where the feelings were, hell of a feeling when I'm peeling off from the dealership. Right hand to God, I am the Lamb of God. Know who you dealing with. Update lately, I've been updated. My bitch up in rank, I've been updated. Optimus Prime, I've been upgraded. Name whole weight, I've been up lately. Working out daily, body transformation. Gaining self-worth, treat myself daily. Myself great, working on patience. People saying wait, they go Kevin Gates. Accepted every win, same as my defeat. Weathered every storm, I'd have never faced. Safe to say, I don't even wanna say it. I'm a living legend, I became amazing. Interviews streaming, going up daily. I am iconic, I am motivation. Think what you want, they do not faze. I do not complain, you know my occupation. Been through it all, I'm a location. Built for it all, I'm a big gangster. If you're going through something right now, I just want you to be encouraged. You know, don't lose hope, don't lose faith, you know what I'm saying? Adversity builds character, you know what I'm saying? We gon' weather every storm, you know what I'm saying? Whenever you feel like life's not making sense, guess when you know you're on the right path. Whenever you start losing friends, that's when your energy vibrating at a different level. They can't be around you no more. Isolation brings elevation. Isolation brings elevation. Isolation brings elevation. I'm elevation. And I picture you being crazy about me wanting to be back with me again, and you love me and all that, but I'll never just take you serious again.
All right, brand new music from Kevin Gates. He talking that talk, some real talk right there, something I say myself in my life. Isolation brings elevation. It's the only way. You got to focus. All right, sometimes that's the only way. You got to get away from all the distractions and just focus, all right? So that's what it is. All right, new music from him. I renewed ambition. I bring you all the newest music first from the majors and the independents. All right, this is Debo Mac. I'm going to be right back. Dirty Basement Radio.
Hey, I'm out here bending these corners to get to this money, man. You know what I'm saying? What I look like sitting there watching another motherfucker get money, and I ain't getting money. I gotta get at it, straight up. If you gonna be there, you gonna be there. But this how it's gonna be. Word up. Lego. You hit me on the snap. I got no time to chat. I'm on the other side of town where the money at. I've been up on my cheese, but never been a rat. Once you give your word up, you don't get it back. Lil' mama got an attitude with me, cause it's gone. I get on the fly, but then I'm coming home. She mad, trying to do me bad with a funny tone. Tell me that it's mine. Spread legs, dinner time. Clothes on the floor, mama, this is not a game. Your shit be hella fire. I got that good thing. She wanna tell a friend, but they gon' wanna bang. I gotta hit the road, got money on the brain. She said, I hate to see you leave, but I'm glad you came. Said, I hate to see you leave, but I'm glad you came. I've been a fool for the paper, that's all I know. Shorty hate it when I gotta go, but I tell her I'ma be right back. And it gave for me to sit still. Cause when the money go, it get real, mama. I'ma be right back. It be like that. I'ma be right back. I'm coming right back. You got the money in the mattress if I need bail. Last time you got me out, you was mad as hell. Snapping at me, driving home, never heard the end. Low key turned on, cause I get it in. You gon' take a lot of L's when you're trying to win. Let her say I'm done with it, but I might again. Might have a bad move or two with so-and-so. Half of it, but he wanted more. Might have been a job where they mad about the bill. Motherfuckers never want to pay you for your skill. And everybody want to pick up on some crap, trying to tamper with the math that you're making. This shit is real, but you fucked with me the long way. You know when I'm stressed, never rub me the wrong way. Keep bringing me peace, cause you know that I need that. I never bite your tongue when you're giving me feedback. Be there
been a fool for the paper. That's all I know. Shorty hate it when I gotta go, but I tell her I'ma be right back. Be like that. I'ma be right back. I'm coming right back. Too many minutes in the day for me to sit still. Cause when the money gone, it get real, mama. I'ma be right back. It be like that. I'ma be right back. I'm coming right back. I've been a fool for the paper. That's all I know. Shorty hate it when I gotta go, but I tell her I'ma be right back. It be like that. I'ma be right back. I'm coming right back. Too many minutes in the day for me to sit still. Cause when the money gone, it get real, mama. I'ma be right back. It be like that. I'ma be right back. I'm coming right back.
See, that didn't take too long. See, I'm right back. I just finished listening to Debo Mac, and I'm going to be right back. All right, I see my dude Ben Buttons in the building. Let me get him connected. He on a check-in. Buttons, what's happening with you?
What up, homeboy? Third basement. You know what it is. What's good with you? I see you doing Friday nights now.
Yeah, we got the Friday show. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we got the ATL live show. You know what I'm saying? Playing all that down south, you know, fire. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Swing through the cipher Sunday. Shit going down. Live one of the year. They hand out awards and all that fun stuff.
Nope. Okay, okay. So you're going to be in the building?
I'm going to be in the building listening. I'm on a clock right now.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. So that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, see if you can get some footage. We definitely want to see some footage on the social media, all right, if possible.
For sure. You already know what that's going to go up, man. That's just what I do. That's what I live for right here, yo, you know? You feel me?
Yeah, no doubt. Now, I know that we were talking about some things about getting some, you know, freestyle sessions going on sometime in the near future. We still got to get that, you know, situated, hopefully.
I'm going to see what's going on with these people. If they're actually interested, if they're down, who's really down to do it, who's really just talking about it, you know what I'm saying? Once I find out all that good stuff, you know, I'm going to hit up the promo guy, and then we're going to have a discussion.
All right, that's what it is. Looking forward to it. All right, well, you know, just as a reminder once again, all right, it's coming up near the end of the year, so we're getting ready to go on our yearly hiatus. All right, going to be some additions and changes and all kind of things going on as we move into 2025, so definitely stay tuned for that. All right, Tyler's got to talk to you guys about, you know, behind the scenes about some of the changes that we're going to be making, so, you know, I'll holler at y'all after the show sometime or another, and we'll devise a time that's, you know, convenient for you guys, and, you know, we could chop it up a bit. So, you know,
the magazine you be on.
Buttons, what's up, man?
Yo, what up, yo? Let's get up this here. Try to put that magazine
out. How you doing?
Yeah, we want to read the magazine. What up with it?
Which magazine you talking about?
The one that you did the Father's Day joint with Homeboy, that's Cocaine.
Okay. Well, we haven't published the magazine in a couple of years now. That's the one that I used to co-own. That was Caution Magazine. I used to co-own that magazine.
Caution,
I used to, you know. Right. Well, we haven't.
What's up with new one? It's been a while.
Well, yeah, it's been a while. Well, thank you. You know what I'm saying? We definitely had a hot product. All right, big shout out to, you know, the other co-owner, also my artist, Ronnie Walker. He did all the graphics, and I did the bulk of the writing. So, yeah, it was definitely a good run. We did about 12 issues, had a lot of hot covers, you know, because a lot of the people that were in the magazine were people that we had interviewed here. Not all of them, but because we did have one or two other writers. You know, a lot of the people that were in the magazine were people that we interviewed here on the radio show at the time. So, yeah, we definitely had a good run with it, though. Yeah, no doubt. Caution Magazine.
Yeah.
Y'all could definitely. Yep.
Who's coming up to Dirty TV next?
I was thinking about some of my West Coast folks. I definitely got to get them on. I was talking to some of them. We got to do the whole, West Coast vibe. So, you know, stay tuned. All right, it's getting ready to be the end of the year. So, you know, we're getting ready to close some things out and, you know, get some things ready for, you know, to blast off in 2025. So, you know, definitely stay tuned. All right?
So what you got?
I see a 901.
You got any previews?
No, you got to wait and stay tuned, brother. I can't tell you everything over the air. Okay, I can't.
That's cool.
I can't.
I respect that.
I can't divulge everything over the airways, bro. I can't do that. I gotta be a surprise. It's gonna be a surprise.
I feel you.
All right, I see a 901 area code in the building. All right, my man Ben Buttons hanging out with us, 901. Press that number one button if you want to come on the airways. You know we got more fire for y'all in the meantime. Another young man that's unfortunately caught up in the legal situation. We got to get into the conversation about your boy Little Durk, but let me get this 901 connected right now. 901, you're live on the air. Talk to me. Talk to me.
Man, what's up with DJ Dirty? They always getting themselves in something they can't get themselves out of. Now, you know, all our stars look like they're getting messed up. I don't know what's going on. They really don't need to do that. Just a lot of stuff they just need to leave alone. Let God handle it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you know? Now. Okay. Yeah, now. 901, I'm trying to remember my, you know what I'm saying, I've been getting all these area codes. Is this, I'm not sure if this is who I think this is. I don't want to call the wrong name. So, who is this?
DJ Low Memphis.
That's who I thought it was. All right, I didn't want to say the wrong name, no. Big shout out to Low Memphis. All right, he in the building. All right, folks are coming through, showing love. All right, so what's the latest from your neck of the woods, bro?
Well, I got some stuff going on in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that just want to, you know, get connected with that Cafe City, they want to buy some land or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You know, we hooking it up. All they got to do is go to the, WQEB 973 app, you know what I'm saying? You look it up. On Instagram, we got the Cafe City. We got it going on right now. And
now,
we got
did you say you have land for sale?
Uh-huh. We got land. Mhm.
Okay. So you're talking about like people could buy like buy acres and acres of land. You just got
Well, whatever you want, how many acres you want to buy? I think we got 60 acres left. We had like 300 something acres. But, you know, they finna build a hotel, schools, you know, everything.
Is this like undeveloped land? Is it like woods and stuff? You got to clear everything out yourself?
Yeah, you gotta clear everything out. Yeah, you gotta get everything ready. Yeah, you gotta get everything ready. Yeah, it'll be good for you. You know, that y'all put your radio station in there at Cafe City. It's gonna be closed out to the public. But if you got
okay, this
ticket,
gonna be like a whole like gated
city.
Okay, so this is gonna be like a whole gated community or something.
Yeah, a city. A city, going to be a city, 360 cafes, 360 hotels, bookstores, everything.
Hey, DJ Bo Memphis.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I need to interject for a second and give some clarity to what you're talking about, DJ Sincere. Okay, DJ Sincere, he works with Queen Everlina. She has a project. He skipped a part. She has a project she is putting together a community of people who support and want to further the interest of Cafe City and what's going on under the project. Go to her.
Right.
I will send you the link to her page so you can check it out for yourself. Because DJ Memphis is excited because he know he got all that stuff going. With that lady is serious. It's good business. DJ Lo Memphis works with me often. He promos for me freely without any, he don't expect anything from me. You know, it's a good cat. So I'll send you the information so you can check it out and see. It's going to be locally owned and operated. It'll be our own little city. Like,
Now, where is this going to be located at?
I think it's in Doraville, Atlanta, probably in Doraville, Atlanta. But I don't know exactly where it's at. I never been to the land. I saw it, but it's on. She got it posted online. You know what I'm saying? She has a Zoom. Has a lot of people out to meet, out there and stuff like that. You know, but it's online. Everything's online. Where is it? The pictures and all that. If you want all that, I can send all that to you. You know what I'm saying? Or whoever that wants the link to look it up.
Okay.
I got some more stuff. ETL.
Have you guys, you know, invested into the whole program yet? You know, what's your involvement with it?
Well, I've been doing a lot of promoting. That's what I've been doing a lot of promoting. You know, on different websites. You know, a lot of people asking me. You know, and I send them. You know, okay. I posted on my website. So, you know, I've been doing a lot of promoting. I've been with Queen for at least 10 years. I'm not finna go nowhere or nothing like that. You know, I might, have a relationship with other companies, but I'm trying to have a relationship with everybody. I ain't trying to turn nobody down or nothing like that. You know, you can't. When you do a business, you got to do business with people. Just like, you know, I plugged up with you. If I find somebody that wants some radio play or some promo pack or whatever, you know, I'm going to give them the information. And, you know.
I would definitely appreciate that. That's what's up. I appreciate it. Well, that's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? We try to network back and forth, you know, different opportunities that we, you know, each will be involved in. You know, if you got some records for artists that you're working with and you want us to push them over here and push them through the network that we deal with, you know, that's something that could be, developed and, you know, vice versa. There's a couple of records I might like to send you and maybe you might want to give them a spin.
Okay. I got Trill Will. I didn't check my email. I've both been sending to Trill Will and Money Bag Yo, they got a song. It's hot right now. You need probably get you to spin it, you know what I'm saying? Whenever, you know, the next time you get on the air, whenever you get the time to spin it, or listen to it or check it out for me.
It's kind of funny you mentioned Money Bag Yo. I was getting ready to play one of his records right now. I don't know if this is the record that you're talking about, but it's definitely a hot record. We premiered this record just last week, on the ATL Live show. So let's get into it right now since you brought the young man's name up. This is Moneybag Yo, brand new music. You know where you hear him first, right here on Dirty Basement Radio. This is Rap Niggas. Let's go.
Rap nigga, fuck a rap nigga, don't wanna rap with him. I been in my bag, truth be told, don't give a fuck about niggas. Instagram ass niggas, you just want some clout, nigga. Hiding your hand, really a fan, don't let me find out, nigga. Was up a ticket when I was hollering out, I need a plug. I feel like shiesty, I don't need security in the club. Most of them niggas doing the talking, can't break out a dub. Might drop a op and throw a party like I'm Mr. Rugg. Bitch, I'm good long, I got Joe with me. Yeah, I'm straight long, I got G with me.
Long I got big homies.
Bitch, I'm straight long, I got Fox with me.
Told you Fox is on.
I'm super straight long, I got shots with me. Fuck these niggas, ain't from that block with me. Fuck these niggas, ain't bust no shots with me.
Niggas ain't built like that.
Fuck these niggas, ain't kick no doughs with me.
Niggas ain't got no stats.
Fuck these niggas, ain't shirt no hoes with me.
These niggas don't be on
rap nigga, fuck a rap nigga, don't wanna rap with them. I been in my bag, truth be told, don't give a fuck about niggas. Instagram ass niggas, you just want some clout, nigga. Hiding your hand, really a fan, don't let me find out, nigga. You gossiping to that bitch, gon' blame it on the pill. Gon' blame it on the lean, blame it on the green. That's what you niggas is anyway, you niggas fiends. This for the heavens, through some walking of vanilla cream. I'm calling this shit how I see it. What makes you think I play my skin? Surgeon, work, out of shape, that people don't even know nothing about the gym. These niggas be talking that gangster, all that rah-rah, I never heard about them spin. Nigga probably in the car, but I ain't shoot shit, motherfucker. Forgot, I know the real men. Sick of these hoe-ass niggas that playing both sides. Nigga, who nigga gon' ride? Nick, you talking, ain't nobody died yet. But your
your men put.
Look around.
Ain't no nigga alive can name a time somebody punk me.
Never.
Compound out yourself, that shit be kept, don't make assumptions. Rap, nigga, fuck a rap, nigga don't wanna rap with him. I been in my bag, truth be told, don't give a fuck about nigga. Instagram ass niggas, you just want some clout, nigga. Hide in your hand, really a fan, don't let me find
let
out,
me
nigga.
Find out, pussy.
Yeah, definitely a banger right there. All right, brand new music from Moneybagg Yo. Now, I got another joint that he's featured on. Now, is that the record you talk about, or you got another record for me? DJ Low Memphis, where you at?
Yeah, go right here.
Okay, now.
Yeah,
now, was that the record you were talking about, or you got another record for me?
I got another a record for you. It's single. It's on SoundCloud. I can send it to you.
All right, fantastic. I definitely send it on over. I definitely start spinning that one. Just the same. All right, I got a few records I might want to send your way to. A few of the artists that I, you know, work with back and forth and such. A few artists that I'm, you know, consulting and things along those lines, and you know, see if you. You know, like the music, you know, and we could definitely take it from there. I got another record that I want to get to. Then we're gonna come back to the conversation just a bit, I do suppose. All right, another record that you heard first right here on Dirty Basement Radio. This was a go or no. We got to get you to sit in and guest judge with us. All right, DJ Low Memphis, you got to sit in when we do our go or no on Saturdays.
Okay, that's cool. Let me know.
All right,
that's
no
cool.
Doubt. All right, because we, because we critique a lot of records, you know, we review a lot of records live on air, you know, and we have a panel of judges, and, you know, we give a live on-air feedback for a lot of different music, independent artists and major artists, too. You know, whenever the new, whenever they drop new music. All right. So, yeah, we definitely would love to have you sit in and be a guest judge. This is a record right here that we had on Go or No about a month ago, a little less than a month ago. All right. Artist goes by the name of Black Pat. Definitely a banger right here. People was going crazy on this record. This is called That Bitch Lying. Remember where you heard it first.
That's Billionaire P. I'm telling you, that's Billionaire P. And he's looking so fine right now. We gotta go talk to him. Don't play with me like that. You know who
Look,
that is.
And she say, hi, this, and rah, rah, that. You know that bitch lying. You can have her ass back. Cause I'm like, oh, no. That bitch will drive you crazy like, you know. She lying to you daily. She say, hi, this, and rah, rah, that. You know that bitch lying. You can have her ass back. Cause I'm like, oh, no. That bitch will drive you crazy like, you know. I know you ain't my equal, but we gon' have a sequel. I need it 2 times, and girl, don't be thinking, cause I'ma have you singing something like Aretha, but frankly, I ain't tripping. You saying you single, sneaking with your mingle. Girl, you really geeking, acting like you queen, motherfucking Sheba. But it was nice to meet you, where that pussy butt is lethal. We called you 18 years of being evil. The devil wears Prada, the bad ones wear Nada. That's why I holler, spending dollar after dollar. I'm the bank, why bother? I'm the best top shotter. You should be proud of me, top graduate. I'm a heavyweight, you my number one contender. Girl, come on over, I eat your ass for dinner. I'm the coldest in the winter, fuck that, I'm a winner. Ain't dripping on these hoes, two-stepping, it's a sinner. Fuck it, I'm a sinner, like Teddy, I pin her ass down. Oops, I made her swallow, I hope that she don't drown. With a
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio is how we get it in. Now, independent artists, all right, if you're an independent artist, if you represent independent artists and you want to have your music reviewed live on the air, all right, then you need to hit me up on my social media. Hit me up at DJ Sincere _ Dirty Basement. That's DJ Sincere _ DRTYBSMNT. And we can definitely get your joint reviewed here live on the air, all right, by myself, all right, Mr. Raw, my man Ben Buttons, he be in the building, all right, one of our real strict judges, all right, so you better have some heat, otherwise he will shut you down, isn't that right, sir?
You know what it is, man, we ain't doing all this whack shit up that I've been fucking making these days, man. If your shit ain't super hot fire, I don't want to hear it. Come correct or don't come at all, word up.
All right, you heard what he said. It better be super hot fire. All right, super hot fire. All right, nothing less. I have a man, Big Mark, is in the building. All right, he's another one of our serious judges. Now, the thing about our judges here, all right, is everybody is a music professional. We're DJs. All right, you know, we're singers, we're rappers, we're producers and MCs and such. You know, executives and such, all right, all of that. You know what I'm saying? All of that. All right, we're going to have DJ Lil Memphis sitting in with us real soon. All right, he's on the check-in, hanging out with us in the building. All right, we've got the Tylers, of course, all right, because this show is the ATL Live Show, and it features, all right, the Meet the Tylers podcast. All right, we have both the Tylers in the building with us today. Now, another subject matter we got to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, is your boy Lil Durk. All right, we know that he's in a serious amount of trouble, all right, for that whole murder-for-hire situation. All right, Lil Memphis, you got any thoughts on that, in that whole Lil Durk situation?
Well, all I can tell him, man, keep your head up, bro. If you didn't do it or whatever, you ain't had no part of it, because they got to convict you first before you even get convicted. And know what I'm saying? And they might be lying on you, so they might be lying on P. Diddy. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I got a little something to say about it. All I got to say is, man, like,
might be lying on.
I understand, brother. You know, he's about to trying to change his life, but everything catches up with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everything
right.
catches up.
Man. All right.
Hang on,
right.
Everybody, this is my opinion. Let me just state my opinion. Somebody sincere is of trying to change, you deserve a second chance. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But
all right.
It's serious. It's serious. You know what I'm saying?
All right. This show is serious.
I mean, it seems kind of, you know, to me, it just seems like, you know, it's real extraordinary. That's not the kind of thing that you would, you know, at least me, that you would hear of in hip-hop or in the music business. Now, of course, the music business is a dirty business. We know that. But murder for hire? Like, really? Murder for hire? Like, really? I mean, is that what we're doing now? Is that really what we're doing now?
He should have went on and talked about it.
I don't want to be one to throw no shade on nobody or nothing, but, you know, with Dolph murdered, it's very much the same scenario going on with the Gotti camp. Murder for hire is what they're accused of as well.
You sure
will. That's crazy.
That's like
a unfortunate, you know, circumstance, unfortunate trend now in hip hop. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna hire somebody to bump somebody else off and all kind of craziness, and you know. But we definitely wish, you know, the young man well. All right, and you know, like you know, just like Lil Memphis was saying, you know, make them prove that shit. You know, regardless, make them prove that shit.
Right.
You know, make them prove every bit of the case that they're trying to put on you. All right, if that's, you know, don't, you know, if you got to go to trial, then go to trial. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, play your cards. All right, that's what it is.
Okay,
all right, but
so
he got a new
question.
Song. What's that?
DJ, still, I have a question. So do you think that all of these murders for hires and these RICO trials and these, you know, where rap is the main focus, lyrics are being brought to court, like it's a lot of mess that they're using against rap. Do you think this going to impact the rap industry through all this criminality that's being brought into it with lyrics and so forth?
Well, I think for my heart, I think it's impacting a lot of people, a lot of people all over the world, and they watching this, and they just, a lot of people just don't want to be in the way. Well, a lot of people they sit out, man. I'm at the rap game, man. I ain't going through it, man. It's too much, man. Joke to my artist, be saying, man, it's too much going on, DJ Low, man. What's going on? I'm like, well, you got to take your chance. Take your shot. That's all.
Well, I would say, you know, it's like, you know, you have art, you know, you have, you know, the artist, you have the artistry, right? And of course, in hip-hop, you know, we have this thing about realism, right? So, you know, you get kind of caught up in, you know, if you're going to be, especially if you're like an artist that's in the front of, you know, you're in the front and you have this image and all this other kind of stuff, you have to portray yourself in a certain kind of way, all right? But you want it to be, but your public, right, your public, your fans expect you to really be that person, all right? They expect that realness, right? They expect that realness. So, you know, you kind of get caught up in that, or at least it happens in hip-hop. It doesn't really happen in other genres. It really just happens in hip-hop, right?
Yeah, right.
So what kind of happens is that, you know, people get trapped in their own desire to really be living out or to be actually had done what they say they did on the record. So that kind of becomes, you know, part of the problem, like a little bit, right? And then I think you gotta treat it, you know, just as if it's just entertainment. All right? It's just entertainment. But unfortunately, you know, people don't really think that way. And that's where it gets kinda stuck at when it comes to hip hop. Nobody else, only hip hop.
I don't know why they doing all that. I never understand it anyway. Why they, but it's music.
You know, it's music, it's expression, right? Now, we've seen this before. Because you go back in the days, we had the pleasure of talking to, you know, Fresh Kid Ice on these airways, rest in peace. We had the pleasure of talking to Brother Marquise on these airways, all right, rest in peace. All right, both of the artists from 2 Live Crew. And, you know, you can go back and you can listen to the interviews, and some of it was, you know, talked about, especially, I think, with Fresh Kid Ice. You know, he talked about that whole era. Because when 2 Live Crew, and then you had, you know, Public Enemy, you had Ice-T making certain records at that time, you know, you had Congress on their ass, you know what I'm saying? They had basically, like, the government was against them, you know, cracking down on, you know, explicit lyrics at the time. That's when, you know, they really started with the whole, you know, putting, you know, parental advisory stickers on the records and all that other kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? I remember the first time that I heard 2 Live Crew. You know what I'm saying? This is before they really, like, broke. You know what I'm saying? It was, like, right before they really broke. And I remember hearing, like, a 2 Live Crew tape, all right? A dude I was working with at the time, he was from South Carolina. And he's like, yo, check this out. And he gave me a 2 Live Crew tape, and I took that shit home. Yo! I was like, these niggas is crazy. I had never heard no shit like that before, you know what I'm saying, at the time. So that shit was like crazy to me, you know. And then a little while later, you know, they blew up with the whole, you know, Pop That and everything like that. And, you know, everybody was on their ass, you know what I'm saying. So we've been down this road before, especially with hip hop, you know what I'm saying. But it comes down to expression. And just don't try to be the person that you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to be, you know, Mr. fucking, you know, Glocktavious and shit. You can't be Glocktavious for real. No, nigga, you can't do that.
Or be the person that you're talking about, but in a positive light. You know what I'm
saying?
You
know,
you ain't always got to be. You feel me?
Right.
You know?
Right.
But listen, DJ Sincere, I remember when they arrested NWA for saying fuck the police on their on stage.
They showed it.
So there you go. You know what I'm saying? So we've definitely been down that road before. They've been on lyrics, you know, for quite some time.
So they did that to NWA too, same thing. So they told them, folks not playing about that. You just really can't disrespect folks. Then you put it on the record and all that, and people feel some type. They just feel some type of way.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? People are just stupid with it sometimes, you know what I'm saying? If you're just going to, you know, blatantly, you know, disrespect somebody for no, and it's not, you know, in a lyrical kind of context, you just get on the record and basically making a confession. You know, that's what they do. They get on the record and they make a confession about, you know, a crime that they committed out in them streets. It's like, y'all are crazy with it. But big shit out, you know, but big shit out, huh?
They sure will put it on the records and expose themselves. A lot of artists told them crazy. Too many folks that just listening. At all type of ages and shit listening. They listening now.
They listen.
They're putting it on records, and the records are ending up in RICO cases and court cases, like for murder for hire and stuff. Like, they're literally using their freedom of speech against them.
That's right.
But I think in Little Durk's case, you know, there was wiretaps and snitches involved, and, you know, people was telling and, you know, all kind of stuff going on. He got this new record we're getting ready to play. And the title, he should have paid, you know what I'm saying? He should have listened to himself. All right, let's get into this new Little Durk right now. Big shout out to him. Once again, we hope you beat this case. But you should listen to yourself, brother. This song is called Monitoring Me. Yes, brother, they were indeed monitoring you. All right,
man.
Brand new music. We'll be right back.
Cherry Productions.
Something public, I got in his DM and made him apologize. I can't tell you what I had told him, for real, my shit be monetized. Lil bro want that fast shit, when he go to Six Flags, he don't get on rats. I be with the niggas who take the rapper shit and make them bad back. I just charge the ball, play $1,000 lines just to say he drink an act. Half them niggas who rap, that be in the rack, don't even be in the rack. One of the ops, little fast ass, you can tell his ass used to run laps. I can merch on all my kids, little boy, you ain't make a gun clap. You can't tell me shit, even though we cool, I can't tell him get your gun back. I can't send no money my name, cause little bro a killer, he killed his gump ass. I don't even know if the feds trying to set me up, cause you woofing with your little gump ass. Ain't no killer said they just hate you, kill your little ass, just a stunt man. You don't, buddy, got shot at his arm, the Michael Mini get shot with one hand. I ain't gonna say he gonna miss his target, cause he up too close to miss his one man. I just did it just cause I fuck with him, my L1 before jump man. How you gonna tell a nigga don't fuck with another nigga and you ain't done shit? How you gonna tell a nigga he safe, we ain't your city, you ain't even a gunman? How you gonna tell a killer you can't send him nothing, cause you brought a bitch a little something? You know that money be different, they come in your building and kill you in the dough, man. I was a Jeezy fan when I was seeing red, ain't build me a snowman. You put a switch on a new Glock, bet the little bitch start jamming. I don't even gotta pay a nigga to do nothing, I got killers all my friends. Man, the top five bitches out right now had ass all in my hand. I ain't gonna say that name right now, it's a possibility you they man. That's on Pluto grave, little bitch, your bitch ass ain't getting in that van. How you gonna wipe my ass when you see me when your little bitch ass wipe the stand? I know he was a real killer cause I seen him do it, he ain't even wipe off his hand. I ain't never see you do nothing, I ain't never see you shoot shit up. I ain't never hear you say nothing, but I heard you tell dude get up. If you post in the hood, we gon' get up with you. If you post, you gotta show, we gon' get up with you. Man, the nigga I love, we can hit up with you. See, born a bug, he don't get up with you. See, I pay him just not to get rid of niggas. Talking about the ones with Twitter fingers. Bro, body came straight from a misdemeanor. How you put on that switch, you a pistol cleaner. Keep him out closed, you won't get subpoenaed. Fans watch FaceTime with a lip reader. You know Vernon, he the one with the tooth miss. You know Shorty gon' leave your roof miss. Why the fuck you gon' ride with a new nigga? I done missed my trips with a root beer. Fuck why, cause it made me take two shits. She was sucking my dick at root crib. Can't tell me what you did, cause you ain't do shit.
Cherry Productions.
Yeah, keep giving you more and more heat, more and more heat back to back. That was Lil Durk, that little Durk joint, new joint, monitoring me. All right, they was there. He got his all tapped. His cell phones and everything else. All right, cameras everywhere. All right, be careful what you do out here in these streets. All right, let's keep it going right now. More heat for y'all. Dirty Basement Radio, ATL Live Show. DJ Low Memphis in the building. My man Big Maka in the building. All right, of course, the pilot's in the building. All right, big shout out to Ben Buttons for coming through. He has to skedaddle out of here, but let's keep this music going. All right, more brand new. This is Nino Breeze alongside of Rick Ross and Moneybagg Yo. This is Type of Nuh. They're going to tell you what it is.
Hey, tighten up, gentlemen, spaz on this bitch. I'm gonna go crazy, nigga, check this out. Y'all, y'all, hey, I'm the type of nigga, always got some motion. I done turn it on, hustle prog, window poking. I'm the type of nigga, always got some paper. Do the spin a block, hand and eye, pulling a cable. I'm the type of nigga, won't hit the club without my tool like I got license, nigga. My 40,000 worth of jewels, I ain't gon' fight you, nigga. But I'm on up and I'm on bus and I'm on strike, you nigga. I make one call to my bateau, I get my pipes delivered. I bleed the streets, get off that load and overnight the scritter. Put on that seat, cut on that stove, but where's that bike, you seller? I seen the realest niggas fold, just like ice and figures. You better ice them niggas, I'm like that. Did me a little bit and I came right back to my trial. St. Petersburg, Florida, this bitch high rack. Niggas wanna try that, so they puss ass get fired at. Same niggas who talkin', see me head off, ran a five black. I ain't lied yet. I'ma go on here, never stop that cash. I'ma chase that bag, I'ma get this cheese. Low price, me talking nice, get rich to clean for like 15. When you bust them out and grout, smell just like gasoline. I ain't never had a scene. Now I'm tired like the cartel. To my bitches, I'm a player. To my city, I'm the mayor. Swear to God, I need a new doc. The boy done scripts to make you rich. Last one got caught with 1.9 million when they blitz. True story, I'm the type of nigga. Always got some motion. I done turn it on, hustle prog, window poking. I'm the type of nigga, always got some paper. Through the spinner block, hand and eye, pulling
cable. I'm the type of nigga, screaming fuck your feelings. 50 million mansion pillars with the tallest ceilings. I'm the type of nigga, every day I'm going viral. They think I'm selling powder, youngest nigga on the island. I'm the type of nigga, I own 60 watches. I leave them in the boxes like they do Hirachi. Certain type of niggas who names will never die. We killing every time, I leave them lames petrified. Black. Once you cross the line, ain't nothing we can rectify. Both. I'm flipping fish fillets to give my niggas extra fries. Woo. I'm the type of nigga who won't wear no lotion. See me stepping with my weapon while the pistol smoking. I'm the type of nigga to paint 100 Chevys. I'll paint my shit like your shit just to be so petty. Been the type of nigga who mind on the money. If he stepping out of line, he dying on a Sunday.
I'm the type of nigga, always got some motion. I done turn it on, hustle prog, window poking. I'm the type of nigga, always got some paper. Through the spinner block, hit a knife, pull a cable.
I'm the type to loaf your wife and fuck your baby mama. Bought so many, I made the plug, change the price on number. I'm in Florida with iguanas, who play them gators coming. Go. I'm really tied in with some Z's, yeah, them Haitian zombies. She like to ride with a chopper, she my type, this shit get me hard. Ooh. I done got out my body, popping on what you call it, send me tomorrow. I told them this shit large, stripper bitch treat me like God, play her part. I can tell if you a trapper or a fraud. Oh, yeah, cyber truck, got a man of his own, put itself in pause. I got a type of ice, don't need no light, she hitting a dog. I got these rappers doing anything I do, I'm making them all. The type of nigga come kick the door down, take some before I start.
Hey, speak, man.
I'm the type of nigga, always got some motion. I done turn it on, hustle prog, window poking. I'm the type of nigga, always got some paper. Through the spinner block, hand and eye, pulling cable. I'm that type of nigga.
Ain't never told, never fold.
No, I'm that type of nigga.
Hit the road, get it sold.
Oh, I'm that type of nigga.
Won't never see me tell my chain.
I'm that type of nigga.
Before I go, I leave a stain.
Yeah, yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, the ATL Live Show. More new music than anybody else before everybody else. That's Nino Breeze, Rick Ross, and Moneybagg Yo. type of, you know what I'm saying? Tell you what type of person that they are, you know what I'm saying? Moving around in these streets. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, getting ready to get out of here in about another 20, 25 minutes. All right, we got enough time to chop it up a bit more. All right, got a special guest that's going to be in the building tomorrow, so make sure that y'all come through. All right, hot independent artist Mike Mountain. All right, will be in the building. All right, produced by one of my folks. All right, big shout out to the great DJ Mr. Scratch Hook. I'm quite sure he'll also be in the building. All right, they got some new music. All right, so Mike Mountain's going to be in the building, sitting down with us, chopping it up a bit, and, you know, introducing some of this new music and talking about, you know, his past history and his journey in this music business. So make sure y'all come through. All right, we'll be in the building tomorrow starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So all right, stay tuned for that. All right, definitely, definitely stay tuned for that. Now, DJ Low Memphis, if you're, you know, available tomorrow, you're definitely welcome to, you know, tap in with us. I will probably do an edition of Go and Know tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, if you want to, you know, if you are available.
I will be available.
Like you might be
I'll be available.
Okay.
That show starts
at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We normally do the Go and Know around 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. All right, if you got some artists that you want us to play their music, all right, we'll definitely do that. So, you know, if you can give me some music, between tonight and tomorrow, that'll be great. And we'll definitely spin that tomorrow on the show.
Okay, I will do that. We'll do some posting. I'm finna do some calling. Shaman artist, I'm gonna talk to Trill, see what Trill would he say. Matter of fact, I'm gonna send you probably try to get his number and send it to you so you can rap, he told me to get the information for him and all that. They got a nice little coalition. They started the Wu-Tang. I've got the name of the group. I've got the name of the group, but I got the information and all that. Worldwide collaboration. Got some very, very, very some old artists, but they hip hop artists, but they it's a lot of connections. You know, connecting with other people.
Now, are you talking about Wu Fam? You talking about Wu Fam with Pretty J in them? Are you talking about Alistar and them and who's the other brother's name? We had some artists, Wu-Tang affiliated artists. We interviewed a couple of weeks ago, and they definitely had some good music.
I think they worldwide collaboration. They that's not Trill Will and Chris I forgot his name. But I got all the information and stuff. I send the information over to you, Okay. Yeah, I send the information. Because they want some more people to know to come in the group and all that, and you know, I'll tell them, I can help, you know, I like helping people. I ain't the type of person they're gonna just sit on the street, not gonna do nothing about it. You know. Just like when you told me, I've been putting it out there. So a lot of people they're not gonna call until, I feel like that. I know a lot of people listening, but if y'all got good music, y'all need me, just send it on to me or send it on to DJ Sanir. Send it on to the radio station. You know,
That's what it is.
You send it to
and you know what I'm saying?
Send it to my DJ Low Memphis. Mm-hmm. I can send it to my page. No problem. I got everywhere.
All right, now, people, please send your best music. All right, please send your best music. All right, because my judges could be hard body. Now, Tyler's, I know that y'all be busy, you know, but if y'all available one Saturday, you know, we would definitely love to have y'all sit in a bit and critique some of these songs and, you know, definitely have a good time. with us. You know, I'm quite sure you will enjoy yourself. And, of course, we have extended the invitation before. If any of the artists that, you know, you guys know behind the scenes have the nerve, all right, because you got to, you know, because if you're thin-skinned, it's not going to work. All right, if you're going to get, you know, because sometimes artists think they're better than they really are. And when that happens and you give them an honest critique, then, you know, they get upset. We've had that happen on occasion.
But listen, my husband and I, we've been on your original Dirty Basement. That's how we that's how we got our vibes with you. You invited us on the Saturday show before we started this show.
That's right. That's true. Well, we got to get y'all back on the Saturday show, time permitting, you know, so you can sit in with us again. And, you know, I definitely would, you know, enjoy that once again, if we can make that happen before we go off the air for 2024, then that would be fantastic. All right. I got about another 20 minutes left in the show. Now, always playing hot new music. Was talking about, I just mentioned this group, all right, in relation to what DJ Lo Memphis was talking about. They were on the airwaves a couple of weeks ago. All right, this is new music from the Wu Fam. Like this record a lot. I don't want to talk about peep these lyrics. All right, this is called Wishful Thinking. All right, big shout out to Mr. Full Moon and big shout out to Alice Starr. All right, matter of fact, I think they're supposed to be, they said it was going to be in ATL. In the next few days, I do believe they were talking about on the interview. I think they got some shows coming up down there. So stay tuned for that, Todd. Let's look out for the Wu Fam. All right, this is Wishful Thinking.
Yo, I wish all the real ones that died could come back again, and every nigga falsely accused could prove they innocent, and every nigga that got shot by police make a half justice breathing guilty verdict of priests. And I wish all niggas was real, then maybe we could build, come together as one dream team and get these meals, focus on what's real, never let the links infiltrate, concentrate, delegate, then we can all see hella cake. I wish we could wipe out the poverty line in modern times, and everybody you ride with was guaranteed to ride deep inside eager rise, sell city in a prop, in a eye, been applied, listen to my inner cry, send government aid to Puerto Rico, see the people, treat them like you was equal, I said send government aid to Puerto Rico, see the people, treat them like you was equal, now here we go. That trade and let them live it up. I wish other rappers in my town could see my vision. I pray thoughts, stop thinking ratchet, make them real bitches. I wish mothers would raise their daughters to be real women. I wish fathers would raise their sons to be real men. I pray everybody with cancer can be healed again. I wish Donald Trump never got elected president. See, I'm just wishing, kid, I hope y'all hear me. Matter of fact, I hope y'all listening. No, I ain't bitching or complaining, I'm just thinking shit. And all that dick riding gotta stop. Niggas out here worse than bitches, fucking up the game. I wish the game didn't have to worry about you snitches. I wish we had more niggas up in college than in prison. Salute, colleague Brattle, rest in peace. Real nigga and all the falsely accused. I pray they let you out the system. We miss them.
Hip-hop as a whole, we deserve that.
Spittin' it faster time, I
Prodig, Uban, Holly Star.
Yeah, the independent artist best friend is definitely in the building, giving you more new music than anybody else before everybody else. That was Wu Fam, bitching out to Alistar. That joint was called Wishful Thinking. Let's keep this vibe going. I'm a dude, Big Maka, on this one, alongside of Lyric Seeker. This is Fly Away. Let's go.
Yeah, it's your man, Big Maka. What up, Lyric Seeker? Big request out to my man Big Ben Mack and my whole Smooth family out there for 2024. What up to my peeps in New York? Peace. I sit back and chill, no time to count blessings. Make my moves and improve on life's blessings. Through the ups and downs, the sides, the turns, and twists. With God on my side, I manifest all my wishes. Kinda put me down, but I'm lifted up. Can't wear my shoes or drink from my cup, it's all mine. The good and the bad, no regret for the past. I won't be sad, I don't need much. I got all I need, God, love my peace, bless my enemies, so we all survive. But look to the sky, squint your eyes, see me as I fly. Big as a bull, strong as an ox. Chilling like a villain, clever as a fox. Smooth as silk, I feel no guilt. Plus when I get on the rhythm, the beat gets killed. Bandwagon and move with the flow. If half the battle's known, well now you know. Big Mock is non-stopping when the hip-hop drops. Turn the volume up when I start the rock. Get slapped with the boom bap, the beat stays trapped. I love to hear the bass and treble over the hi-hat. Big as a bull, shrill like an ox. Chilling like a villain, clever as a fox. Smooth as silk. I feel no guilt, cause when I get on the rhythm, the beat gets killed. Big request out to my boy Lyrical Culture. That's right. Out to my man out there, Fury, C-Rock the Fury. I'm not gonna forget my boy DJ Sincere. And let's not forget the incredible Mikey D. My man Lotto. And all my other people out there representing hip-hop. KRS-One, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing what you do, y'all. Yeah. Out to my man Ayatollah. Ha ha.
You can't put me down, cause I'm on my way.
That's right.
My will is strong.
You best believe that.
Wanna fly away.
Keep flying, y'all. How we do it, y'all. We're gonna keep doing it, and we're gonna non-stop keep doing it forever and ever and ever. Peace and blessings, y'all. Rewind it, Smooth. Play it again.
Yeah, we're definitely going to rewind. We're going to be back in the building tomorrow. I just finished listening to my dude, Big Maka, alongside the Lyric Seeker right there. I definitely love that joint. All right. Got about another 10 minutes left in the show, all right, before we get on out the door. Now, before we go, y'all, Did anybody watch that so-called fight last Friday? All right. Did anybody watch that Tyson thingamajiggy, mabob, what could happen thing? Did y'all watch that?
I did. I actually did. I did.
Yep.
Now, how did you watch it? Did you?
I hope
now,
you didn't take that serious, man.
So of course not. Of course not. Now, we had talked about that a lot here, you know, leading up to the fight, because they have been talking about it for months and months, right? It got postponed a couple of times and this, that, and the other thing. So we should have known, you know, Tyson, you know, it was, you know, he was hurt at one point and he had an injury and, you know, but, you know, when he, you know, when he came out in the ring. Now, well, let me ask you this first, all right? Did you have problems watching it? Because I watched it on both my TV and my phone, all right? I watched it on the TV and the phone. Was you having problems with it?
I was watching it live on a an IG live for somebody that was there. Like,
okay. Okay, okay. So, yeah, pretty much like an up-close, real live, kind of in the place kind of, you know, a situation going on. So that's cool. That's cool. So, Low Memphis, what did you think of that fiasco?
I think all it was a, man, it just was a, they were put, that's a put together fight, man. Come on, man. I'm just saying, man, you know, Mike Tyson, you know, Mike Tyson can beat that man. Come on, now. That man ain't, he just really, you know, Mike Tyson, man, it's just like, that's Mike Tyson. He come from the streets,
now,
man. You know what I'm saying?
Now, when I was
I
understand how people feel. People should have known that it's rigged. It's
right.
It's for money, right, man. Right. Like, you know, they already knew we was gonna win. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Mike
could have made a lot of money
in the first round. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so I feel like it was a contract fight. So they had terms and stipulations that they had to come to in order to even have the fight.
Right.
And
well,
he
right.
Said,
that's
I don't
true.
Think Tyson was allowed to knock him out was
no,
part of the stipulation.
He wasn't.
And I believe that they had to go the whole 8 rounds. They couldn't tap out or knock out. So,
and Jake, basically, he had to win. You know what I'm saying? And basically, they both came out winning.
Yep, you're right. Both of them won. She got that ticket. She wants the money. I heard they gave away $20 million. That's what I heard. They said Tyson got $20 million. For losing,
right.
That's what I heard.
Jake got 40 and Tyson got 20.
Right.
That's
good,
the
same
that's
thing
good.
That I heard.
And Netflix got
100.
They got a lot of money.
150 mil. And Jake got 40 and Tyson
Well, you know, people are very upset with Netflix right now because the stream was terrible. Now, I don't have Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have, you know, other means as such. But, you know, on my TV, the TV was 2 rounds behind my phone. So when my phone was on round 3, the TV was only on round 1.
Dang.
And a lot of people was having those problems.
This show liked it too.
I did hear about that. I heard that Netflix was lagging.
Yeah, it was. It was lagging bad. It was like a good, like I said, it was like a good 5-minute lag, good 5-6 minute lag. Yeah, it was lagging bad. It was lagging bad. So a lot of people was upset at that. People was getting knocked off. You know, I don't think they was, you know, it was the first time they did something like this. So they weren't used to that kind of volume, I guess, all at one time. They couldn't handle it. I guess they server just couldn't handle all that traffic at one time like that, you know. But everybody definitely made a lot of money. So, you know, that's the name of the game, right, y'all? Make that money.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that was about.
You know, but definitely appreciate everybody coming through. All right, about that time for us to get out the door. All right, big shout out to the Tylers in the building. Big shout out to DJ Low Memphis, my dude Big Mock in the building. Big shout out to Ben Buttons, all right, for coming through. All right, tune in with us tomorrow. All right, I would guess Mike Mountain will be in the building starting at 5 p.m. Eastern time. He'll be in the building around 6 or so. So definitely come through and rock out with us. I will definitely be East Coasting it real heavy. All right, the same way we do the Down South vibe, we'll be East Coasting it real heavy tomorrow. So I definitely tune in for that. All right, get ready to get on out the door. Let me see what I want to play as we leave. I don't know. Okay, I guess we'll shut it down with this one. All right, a good way to get on out of here. So y'all take care and be safe. Peace.
Blessed in abundance, look who raised in the dungeon. Still come through in the clutch. I'm that diamond in the dust, pulling up clean to the function. Niggas mislead with assumptions. Gotta stay clean from the grudges. Niggas getting way too comfy. Heads up, the king is here. My ride will is right on time. And if you do not mind, I like a glass of Prosecco wine. I'm with the queen finna get offline. Wait, scratch that. I'm fly like the jet lag. I'm proof in the fact you can rise from the setback. No room for the chit chat. With a flow like this, shit hit with an impact. How you do it? I don't get that. He a father, artist, man, and a good dad. Real nigga to the core, and I meant that. 10 toes when I'm on, you offend that. Sorry, I done made peace for the pilots. Spending my days in the silence. I can hear voice. I can hear the voice of the goddess. And you gotta watch your surroundings. Protect your
energy. Ooh. Energy. Ooh.